What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into the All 22 Review presented by the Community College of Philadelphia. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. The Eagles really gutted out a great win on the road against the Los Angeles Rams out west. Obviously, we're all a little pensive right now waiting on the news on quarterback Carson Wentz and his injury, but a lot of great plays in this game, a game that secured the division for the Philadelphia Eagles the first time in 4 years. Let's get to the biggest plays of the game. So let's go to the Eagles' second drive of the game. First drive, Carson Wentz throws an interception, and the Rams go up 7-0. A long pass play to Corey Clement in the screen game gets the Eagles into Rams territory. Now they've got in the red zone, second and goal. Greg, show us what we got here down on the goal line.
A really nice concept, Fran, against the anticipated man-to-man coverage. What they do is they start here, and we can draw right here. That's Hollins, the wide receiver. What he's going to do is shift inside. So you're going to get what we basically call a bunch concept. It's just really tight to the formation where you have Trey Burton on the line of scrimmage and Celek right here. So we can clear that, and then we can see Hollins work inside very tight to the formation, Z motion as we call it. He's the Z receiver. So now you get the bunch concept, and this is man-to-man. So what you have here is you have the safety right here. That's John Johnson. He's matched man-to-man on Trey Burton. You have the linebacker right there. That's Alec Ogletree. He's matched man-to-man on Celek. So what the Eagles do is they do something called a switch release with Burton and Celek, and this causes a problem in coverage, and you're going to see that because Johnson now, he's initially on Burton. He's going to start to run with Burton, but what happens is Ogletree takes him because Burton goes inside, and Johnson, as we run this, you'll see he gets caught right here. He got caught because his man initially before the snap was Burton, but then he saw his teammate Ogletree pick him up. Now, who's on Celek? It's got to be Johnson, and he's about three steps too late. Really well done. It's a touchdown for the Eagles. A beautiful design. We've seen great design from the Eagles all year, Fran, in the red zone. This was another great example of that.
And what's great about that is we jump two curls from the outside and a little flat route. That's a West Coast offense, David. You see every team in the NFL run that in the preseason. That's like
that's just basic stuff.
Day one install. The Eagles get creative with how they use it, how they dress it up. Results in a touchdown to tie the game there for the Eagles. So the Eagles get the ball back now. Tie game down in the high red zone. 7-7 ball game here, Greg. Show us what you see. A little bit of a pressure look pre-snap potentially from the LA Rams.
Yeah, and they're right on the cusp of the red zone here. It's third down, and how good have the Eagles been on third down generally and third down in the red zone? And what you have here is your 3-by-1 set. We see it all the time. Three receivers to the wide side of the field and one receiver to the short side of the field. Well, the receiver that's in the inside slot, the number three receiver to the trip side, that would be Trey Burton right here. Now, what you're going to get from the Rams is a man coverage concept. So they have a safety on a tight end. Very common in the NFL, a safety on a tight end. That's John Johnson. Yep. Okay, now what you're going to get here is Burton. Trey Burton's going to run kind of what we call an over route. He's going to work up and across the field. And with the man coverage, if he can get inside of that defender, then he can win with leverage. And that's what you're hoping to get. Now, what happens here is Alec Ogletree, the linebacker, and he's on the line of scrimmage here initially, but he's going to try to get depth. He's not going to rush. He's going to try to get depth and get underneath this throw to make it a really difficult throw. But let's start this. What you see is exactly what we talked about. Burton's going to get inside. So if you stop right here, perfect. Burton wins. Now, he's running across the field. He has Johnson outside of him. So he's won his man-to-man matchup. But there's Ogletree right there. He's trying to hunt that up, running back from the line of scrimmage. But you know what they teach quarterbacks, Fran? You know this. If you see the back of a defender, he does not know when the ball's being thrown, and he cannot make a play on the ball. So Carson Wentz throws this ball across the field knowing that Burton has won, and that is a beautiful throw. And you see Ogletree had no idea when the ball was thrown. He can't make a play on it.
Yeah, and he puts it right over Ogletree's head.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's exactly like you said.
Touch and pace on a throw.
Yep, that's exactly how you coach it up. Great throw there from Carson Wentz down in the red zone. Puts the Eagles up, gives them their first lead of the day, 14-7. So the Eagles go into this game without Zach Ertz, and you get the first touchdown to Brent Celek. You get the second touchdown to Trey Burton. Why not a third one here again to Trey Burton down in the red zone, Greg? Draw this up for us. What are we seeing here?
Amazing. Another red zone touchdown.
That's right.
They've been pretty good at this.
Pretty good.
So what you have here, Fran, is what we call a boundary route concept, meaning to the short side of the field. It's a two-man route concept, very common to the boundary because it's the short side of the field. You don't see a lot of three-man routes to the boundary. Right. You see two-man routes. So what you have is Burton right here. He's the single receiver to the short side of the field. You see Jay Ajayi in the backfield. Okay, they're the two men we want to be aware of. So what you get defensively is you get Mark Barron. He's the linebacker initially aligned over Burton. And then you get the safety, John Johnson, right here. Okay, but now this is really a zone concept to that side of the field, not a man concept. And you know how you know that? Let's run the play, and you'll see exactly what happens. Freezer right here. Perfect, because here's what happens. Barron, who was initially aligned over Burton, when he sees Ajayi release wider than Burton, he's now responsible for that receiver. And what happens is Johnson back here, he's now going to take Burton. So it's a zone concept, really, because Barron does not stay with Burton off the line of scrimmage. But what you get because of that is you get Burton with leverage on Johnson, and that's a really, really good throw by Carson Wentz. That was not an easy throw because Johnson actually did a good job of really hugging up to that as quickly as he could. Great throw by Wentz. That's what you need for red zone execution.
And it's simple to say, oh, yeah, he threw it over the underneath defender. But to understand the angles down in the red zone where everything's tighter to the short side of the field, again, where it's even tighter, with Mark Barron, who's a former safety, now linebacker, he's like 6'2", 6'3". That is not an easy throw. It's one of the best throws he made of the day.
But really nice design again. We keep talking about that in the red zone. Doug Peterson and staff do a really good job with red zone concepts.
Yep, so the Eagles go up 21-7. Start to get things rolling now as we get closer to halftime. So with the score now 21-14 late in the first half, Carson Wentz is driving the Eagles down the field, and it's third and long. Really, this has been the Eagles' bread and butter. They've got the Rams right where they want them on third and 11. Greg, show us what we've got here on this play. A really good job of Carson Wentz.
Yeah, this is what NFL quarterbacking really is all about. The ability to maneuver and navigate the pocket. Yep. Not run out of the pocket, but work within the pocket, okay? And what you're going to get here is you're ultimately going to get a five-man rush. And this is a difficult protection issue for the Eagles because there's five on the line of scrimmage right here for the Rams to start, but then Alec Ogletree is right here, so it looks like there's six potential rushers. Okay, now the Eagles do block with six. Okay, Corey Clement is in the backfield here, and he's going to be involved in the protection, but this is still a difficult thing to do, and without knowing exactly what the protection call is, we're not 100% certain whose responsibility is what. But if we run this, we see what happens, and that's what's important here. Because Clement goes inside. First, he looked outside, then he went back inside, and then he looked back outside. So he was uncertain as to his assignment. So what you have here is Ogletree basically coming off the front side of Carson Wentz clean. So Wentz can't just stay in the pocket. He has to move. He has to move. There's no choice. So he steps up right here. That's climbing the pocket. That's the term we use. He does a really good job, but you notice there's still a lot of bodies around him. I mean, this is not easy to do, to step up and then reset and wait, because they were running one of their staple routes, a dagger route, a nine combination with a nine route with a six route, 96 or dagger. He waited till the last minute, and he made a great throw to Torrey Smith, and that set up the field goal right before the half.
Yeah, Carson Wentz, one of his best attributes, absolutely, is his poise, his ability to just be oblivious to the rush.
In a good way.
Exactly, where he steps up into the teeth of the pressure, keeps his eyes downfield. You saw the athletic stance there, where he's able to deliver this football to Torrey Smith on the run for a big game. Helped set up a field goal, put the Eagles up by 10 points going into the locker room. So from one great play on third and long to another great play on third and long, obviously two different quarterbacks. Now it's late in the game, just under 2 minutes left in this football game, and Nick Foles has the opportunity to ice this victory for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now Carson Wentz has already left the game with an injury. It's third and eight, must-have situation. What do we see from this Rams defense, and what are the Eagles hoping to do on offense?
This is pretty big time. What the Rams are showing, it looks particularly on the outside like it's man coverage, okay? This looks man all the way. But notice right here, this is Nickell Robey-Coleman, okay? He's the slot corner over Nelson Aguilar. two things to notice about him. Number one, his eyes are here, first of all, and his body is inside of Aguilar. Okay, so that tells you, that's an alert that it might not be man coverage, but it might be, particularly to that side of the field, something we call a trap coverage. Okay, and that's what it's going to be, because the reason that Nickell Robey-Coleman is playing a little bit inside is he wants Aguilar to break outside. He does not want Aguilar to get inside of him. He wants him to break outside, because this corner up top, Kevin Peterson, he's not going to be playing pure man. He's going to turn back inside. So we can really clear that and see how that works. So let's run this now, and you'll see exactly what happens. Look, right here. Perfect. Notice what's happening. You see Nickell Robey right here. He's walling Aguilar off. He does not want Aguilar to get inside of him. He wants him to break outside. Why? Because Kevin Peterson right here, he has turned. That's a trap concept. He's the trap corner. They want the throw to go outside so Aguilar can break right into that corner and either be an incompletion or, hey, if you're the Rams, you're looking for the interception.
Yep.
But what happens here is this is an unbelievable timing anticipation throw with tremendous accuracy by Nick Foles. So it's the timing and anticipation that beat the coverage. If he waits a beat longer, who knows? But the play beat the coverage because of the great execution of the play.
And again, you call that a trap coverage because the defense is hoping to confuse the offense, make them think, oh, it's man.
It's man.
You want that outbreaking route. You think you're throwing for a first down to the sideline, but no, it's going right into the hands of the cloud corner there, the trap player. And the Eagles did a great job. That's Nelson Aguilar. That's Nick Foles understanding the concept and understanding what the Rams could be doing on that play.
You wait another beat on that throw, you're throwing it right into the coverage where the Rams want you to throw the ball.
So obviously Carson Wentz back in the locker room at this point, but Nick Foles coming up big for the Eagles in that situation. The Eagles ice the victory. You get the defensive touchdown to close out the game, and the Eagles come away with Greg, just a huge victory, a really gutty win on the road.
Really gutty win. And there was a point where we thought they could blow the Rams out, and then there was a point we were sitting watching this game thinking, oh, this is really going to be a tough, disappointing loss.
Yeah, this felt like, you know, I came up during the Andy Reid era as a fan, and this felt like one of those games where you thought there were two really good teams going at it out west. The Eagles coming home with a victory. They win the division. They're number one, and they're in the driver's seat in the conference. Obviously, we're all waiting news on quarterback Carson Wentz. And for more on that news and everything else, as the Eagles prepare to play the New York Giants, stay tuned for more on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.